Thursday is the first day of spring, which means the crocuses are up, the kites are out, and the sabzi polo is ready for the oven. That's the rice served during Nowruz. The New Year's holiday originated in Persia. Today it's celebrated in many countries, from Afghanistan to Uzbekistan. It starts at the exact minute of the vernal equinox, when the sun crosses the equator and the seasons change. Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf sees the megawatt celebration as the spring festival that sets the standard.
For the last 3,000 years or so, Persians have welcomed spring with a 13-day party honoring new life and the new year. Nowruz has it all. There's myth and symbolism. There's fragrant hyacinth and Persian poetry. There are magic numbers and magic puddings. The traditional Nowruz table is covered with a special cloth on which sit seven symbols of renewal. Everything comes in sevens. It's a magic number. Wild olives are love, apples stand for beauty, and sumac means fertility. Preparations for Nowruz start weeks in advance with a thorough house cleaning, new clothes, and the germinating of seeds to represent rebirth.
What a beautiful house.
Thank you.
Just lovely.
Shall I offer you some tea?
I would love some tea. Thank you.
Okay.
For a peek at the real thing, I visited Najmia Batmanglij at her home in Washington, D.C. Najmia grew up in Iran and has written many Persian cookbooks. The latest is called Happy Nowruz, Cooking with Children to Celebrate the Persian New Year. I knew I was at the right house because on her door hangs a wreath decorated with tulips and daffodils and eggshells with sprouts coming out of them. Her airy home is filled with more flowers, more sprouts, and the scent of hyacinth and baklava. I love this holiday. During the Islamic Revolution in 1979, when she was pregnant with the first of her two sons, Najmia and her husband fled Iran. But she did not leave behind her passion for Persian culture. As she cooks in her large, sunny kitchen, she talks about why it is so important for Persians to celebrate Nowruz wherever they are.
I wanted my children to respect their heritage, and their ancient heritage. I think it's very important. Even though they were born or raised here, never been in Iran, and I want Iran to be associated with good things, with saffron, rose water, orange peel rather than other things.
Najmia says a spring New Year makes perfect sense.
It's a natural New Year, you know that. First of all, it's springtime, all this smell of flowers. Everybody's happy. There's a lot of light and sunshine. There's no snow, and everything is clean. One of the ritual of the Nowruz actually is, besides house cleaning, physically, you house clean mentally. Cleansing your spirit is very important. You forgive oneself and others for wrongdoing. I think that's a very good idea.
The holiday this year begins Thursday at exactly 1:48 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Najmia says Persians believe the mood you set at this transition continues throughout the year. So a few hours before, family and friends gather around the Nowruz table, make wishes, read poems, and meditate. Then there's hugging and kissing, and they start to eat. First, a soup with noodles that symbolize unraveling the difficulties in the year to come. It's cooked with fresh dill, parsley, and 4 pounds of spinach, then garnished with dry mint and turmeric.
It's so fresh. It just is so green tasting.
Taste of spring, huh?
Absolutely. It does. It tastes just like spring.
There's a bowl filled with 7 kind of nuts and dried fruits. And there are 7 different sweets. Tiny marzipan berries with a sliver of pistachio for stems. Honey almond crunch with saffron. Rice cookies with poppy seeds. Clover leaf-shaped chickpea cookies with cardamom. And baklava from the gods.
I'm going to take off the baklava. And I'm going to put the syrup on it while it's hot. Because it's very important. Mix it. Honey and rose water. And put it there. And I usually design it with pistachio and rose petals. That's my signature.
For the big family feast, Najmia usually has 20 to 30 guests and serves the same menu every year. For our test lunch, she made melt-in-your-mouth breaded catfish sticks marinated in lime juice and turmeric. She stuffed a whole smoked whitefish with garlic and slices of Seville orange, then baked it for an hour. We also had herb cuckoo made with a dozen eggs, a fertility symbol, and about 6 cups of herbs representing spring. The green, green omelet was topped with garnet-colored barberries. I totally understand why this holiday has lasted for thousands of years.
When the revolution came in 79, the Islamic Republic frowned upon Nowruz. But that was, there was interesting things. This was Iranian people. It was sort of resisting. They celebrate Nowruz more than ever. Politics changes, but culture stays forever. That's my...
For NPR News, I'm Bonnie Wolf.
Haji Firuz is here.
You can find a recipe for fresh herb cuckoo at npr.org/books.
Nowruz is here. It's once a year.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.